Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. How's it going, eh? My friends in Canada, eh? Help you boot that for sure, eh? Sorry, I just got a little Canadian on you. American. Come on in, and let's talk some video games for the next hour. This is the only hour all week where we get to do this. My name is Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. And as I said, we just have about 53 minutes to talk video games on all these sports talk networks. And all video games, not just sports video games. And we'll do it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. We'll get you in and get you heard. Questions, comments, or concerns. Newbies, neophytes, hardcore gamers, everybody in between. 1-800-878-7529. Big shout-out to our brave men and women in uniform representing our military here and abroad. 177 countries receiving the show right now. And Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you wish, you're doing a great job. I haven't gotten a call from a Space Force Guardian. I've interviewed a Cleveland Guardian. I've not had a Space Force Guardian just yet. Also, we are on Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on Sirius Satellite Radio again. Where are my truckers at? White Line Fever, Smokey the Bear, Breaker Breaker 19. Did you ever have a CB radio? I did. I'm old. Also, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. These shows get replayed as pods, but this is the live version, unless you're listening to a pod right now. Also, you may write me an email, rick@sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. The emails are good for a couple reasons outside of just communicating with me, your boy. One is to win the game I'll give away at 40 after, which is just about a half hour, and also to request a cheat code that I will do a cheat code at the end of the show. Cheat code, playoffs. So we only have an hour. We'll sit back. I'm going to give away a game. As I said, I'll tell you the new releases. We'll pack it in. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
The Video Game
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline. We're also on SB Nation, SBNationLive.com, as we stream through there as well. I'm sure you Google the show, somebody's airing it somewhere, and everybody's welcome to it. We're all here for you. Aw, so magnanimous. 1-800-878-PLAY. Alright, the Nintendo Switch 2 pre-order frenzy, the demand outstripped the supply in Japan. The pre-orders in the United States, remember in the beginning, they weren't taking any because of tariffs. We talked about that a fortnight ago. But now as the pre-orders can come in, there were website crashes. There were long waits. Some were getting order cancellations. Kind of reminds me of the FIFA World Cup in Germany in 2006. It said, buy your, and I went to Germany for that, get your tickets online. Every time I tried to buy a ticket on the internet, it crashed. Now, that was 2006. That's almost 20 years ago. But still, there's only so much certain servers can take. Nintendo Japan received over 2.2 million pre-order applications, which far exceeded their expectations and the stock that they had. So the high demand led to apologies from Nintendo's president, Mr. Furukawa, for not meeting the demand in Japan. And so, as I said, in America, Best Buy opened it up finally when Japan said, we want to see about these tariffs. Okay, go ahead. Best Buy, Target, Walmart. Some fans actually did secure the pre-order. Others encountered, I mentioned these numerous difficulties. And it's a razor edge of just the excitement versus the frustration as well. And also, I thought it was very interesting, do tell Rick, that Nintendo started some litigation. Yes, they're suing Genki. They're suing Genki about revealing details about the Nintendo Switch 2 before Nintendo announced it. And they filed it right here in my home state of California, the most litigious place on the face, God's green earth, y'all. And actually, Human Things is being sued. They are the parent company of Genki. How's that for a parent company?
What types of these things? Are these things for farm animals, Maynard? No, them's is for human things. They're human things. Okay.
They're suing Human Things of trademark infringement, unfair competition, and also false advertising. Nintendo wants the company to stop, cease and desist, right? Using all its trademarks and destroy all products related to both the Nintendo Switch and the upcoming Switch 2. Nintendo also wants to be paid for damages, saying it has suffered harm due to Genki's actions. Didn't I just say they're sold out beyond belief? The company is asking the court to treble the damages. Now, of course, in America, you hit a single, a double, and a triple. In England, you would hit a single, a double, and a treble. So they want the damages officially trebled, but we are here in California, so let's say triple. Nintendo says Genki's wrongdoing began in December last year when Genki replied to a tweet by GameStop CEO Ryan Cohen. And in the tweet, Genki mentioned the launch Switch 2 accessories Genki was working on. They didn't like that. So things escalated in January at the CES. It's the Consumer Electronics Show. Genki posted on their CES page, happy to discuss any Switch 2 info we may have, as well as the stuff we're making for it. Genki CEO Edward Tsai also showed off 3D printed mock-ups of what they claimed was the Nintendo Switch 2. According to Nintendo, Tsai told reporters that Genki had access to a real Switch 2 based on their mock-ups. Nintendo said this went just way too far. Tsai was giving interviews discussing eight different accessories, and he was sharing details about the designs and the features, all from a console. And yes, it is a console that was unannounced. So at CES, Nintendo's lawyers reportedly spoke with Genki, and Genki still showed a video of a Switch 2 render, which included the official Nintendo Switch 2 logo. And that's where Nintendo had a baby. Okay. And Genki posted an image on social media of Tsai standing out Nintendo's Kyoto headquarters with the caption, Genki ninjas infiltrate Nintendo Kyoto HQ. And Tsai is making the shh motion with the finger over the lips. Probably not good to poke the bear. A company that can lawyer up and stomp you. Nintendo said that that picture was, quote, an apparent attempt to further confuse the public as to whether Genki did have access to the Nintendo Switch 2 and or an affiliation with Nintendo. So, last month, one day before the Switch 2 presentation, Genki sent a mass email and posted to social media that it would hold its own direct event. Nintendo said that clearly copies the name of Nintendo Direct, and it caused more confusion. And so now Genki has 30 days to respond to the lawsuit. And Genki tweeted out yesterday. Where's the tweet? It says, a note from the Genki team. You may have seen that Nintendo recently filed a lawsuit against us. We're taking it seriously and working with legal counsel to respond thoughtfully. What we can say is this. Genki has always been an independent company focused on building innovative gaming accessories for the community we love. We're proud of the work we've done, and we stand by the quality and originality of our products. While we can't comment in detail, we're continuing preparations to fulfill orders and showcase our newest products at PAX East this week. We're grateful for the overwhelming support we've received so far. We'll share more when we can, but for now, we're staying focused on doing what we do best, building gear for gamers. Team Genki. once again, all you have to do is... Now, look, this is actually... It might be worth it for them unless Nintendo turns off their lights. Because how often have I mentioned Genki on this show? What have I been doing this show? Like 15 years? How many times have I mentioned Genki? Let's check the zero. I mean, maybe I have. I can't remember every show I've done. I highly doubt it. But... Yeah, but this is what you do. You act like a rabble rouser. Now, they probably burned a lot of bridges with Nintendo. So I think what this is this is a month or two or three, maybe four of some hype. And then after that, because there's somebody like, I love Genki, man. They're renegades, dude. They're iconoclasts, if they know the word. I love them. That's great. But as I said, probably not great to... get sued by Nintendo because you're kind of being a jackass, in my humble opinion. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back on the video game review.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824.
800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
The Video Game Review. 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 Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review. We'll be right back. The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now. Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that. And it is a night of gremlins tonight. Are you still with us? Call blimey, as they say in England. is this the beauty of live radio? I don't know if it's beautiful or not. Let's get back. I'm Rick Tittle, by the way, and this is a Video Game Review, and we apologize profusely for the... It's a catch-all phrase in broadcasting, if you didn't know. It's just gremlins. It's when things break, but it happens. All right, speaking of broken, we found out the free PS Plus games for now that we are in May, and we get Ark Survival Ascended, that's PS5 only, Balatro, and Warhammer Bolt Gun. And Balatro was such a big hit. A lot of fans may have raised their eyebrows when it was nominated for Game of the Year, but then people who played it found out exactly why it was such a high honor. And the Balatro experience has only gotten better out of time, as there have been a lot of more updates. And it for me, and I guess now that it's free, I'm going to download it. But it was Balatro. Everyone was so hooked on it. It's kind of like why I never tried cigarettes, because I just figured I'd get hooked on them, and I didn't want to get hooked on cigarettes, so I never smoked in the 80s and the 90s. And I just thought, yeah, I mean, there's a reason why the entire planet is hooked on cigarettes. And if I try it, and then I'm afraid, I know that's a weird comparison. Now, there are some things like, oh, you got to play it, you'll get hooked, like Wordle. No, I didn't get hooked. Like Sudoku, to me, Sudoku is the most boring thing ever. But everyone was so excited about Balatro that I'm going to try it. Ark Survival Ascended is cool as well, but I am finding now, especially once I downloaded my latest games, that there's just no room. If I have one complaint about the PS5 is it needs a bigger hard drive. It just does. Or like the PS4, you should be able to play off an internal hard drive or external hard drive, which you could do in the PS4, and you can't do in the PS5. It's a scam. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll reset. And we'll get to your calls if you want at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The Video Game
Review. All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. We're back and humming. I'm back in the saddle again. Rick Tittle with you. And it is 40 after, so it's time to give away a brand new game. This game is called Shotgun Cop Man. I like that name. It's for the PC and Nintendo Switch. I have it here for the PC. And this game came out 3 days ago. It is developed by Dead Toast Entertainment and published by Devolver Digital. Sounds like a microbrewery. In every microbrewery, every single thing is an IPA, and everyone, all the IPAs have names like Dead Zebra Surprise or Naughty Cat Attack. I don't know. I should have probably thought of those. Shotgun Cop Man. Here's the blurb. Quote, Shotgun Cop Man is an action platformer nostalgia trip that hits about every shot it fires. Go to hell and arrest Satan. Propel yourself to justice and glory on a journey through hell in this punchy, crunchy, son of a gun, precision platformer from the creator of My Friend Pedro. My question is this crunchy? Yes or no? It's pretty simple. Is this crunchy? Yes or no? Now, I did get a look at it, and it definitely is a platform. Character is a teeny tiny, like a little stick figure. And it almost looks like kind of like a platform that looks like the old Battlezone from the 80s. But I will give it away. And by the way, IGN gave it an 8, which means you should buy it. Anything 8 and up means worth the money. So my question is, once again, is this crunchy or not?
I don't get it.
Well, then you didn't hear my blurb. If you answer correctly, second correct answer will win Shotgun Cop Man for the PC, also available for the Nintendo Switch. It is developed by Dead Toast Entertainment, and it is published by Devolver Digital. And in a few minutes, I'll give you all the new releases. There's nothing more, well, there are a lot of things more lame, but it's a good way to start a segment. There's nothing more lame than when you get hyped on a movie trailer or a video game trailer or something, and then it says, coming in 9 months. I'm like, what? There are some things that we get, like if they're building a new stadium, it'll take 4 or 5 years. And you're like, all right, I got it. I won't get excited for it yet. But when you see like a movie trailer, you're like, oh, this is cool. When's this? Summer. It's like, well, it's November. Something like that. But you could probably say the most anticipated video game of this year was Grand Theft Auto 6, right? From Take-Two Interactive. And Rockstar, who, of course, the studio that Take-Two is responsible for this franchise, they said on Friday, we are very sorry. Well, first they said the new release date will be May 26, 2026. More than a year. Rockstar said in a statement, quote, we are very sorry that this is later than you expected. With every game we have released, the goal has always been to try and exceed your expectations. And Grand Theft Auto 6 is no exception. We hope you understand that we need to take this extra time to deliver at the level of quality you expect and deserve. So this will impact the financials. This game was expected to bring in tons of cash. And so the investors are not happy, but they said that it reiterated its expectations that the company will achieve sequential increases in and record levels of net bookings in fiscal 2026 and 2027. And of course, May of 2026 falls into the company's fiscal for 2027. So the chairman of Take-Two, Strauss Zelnick, you're not going to be a toll booth operator with that name. He said, we fully, well, I guess Strauss is a man. I'll go with that. Okay. He said, we fully support Rockstar Games taking the additional time to realize their creative vision for Grand Theft Auto 6, which promises to be a groundbreaking and blockbuster entertainment experience that exceeds audiences' expectations. While we take the movements of our own titles seriously and appreciate the vast and deep global anticipations for Grand Theft Auto 6, we remain steadfast in our commitment to excellence. Al Davis. As we continue to release our phenomenal pipeline, we expect to deliver a multi-year period of growth in our business and enhanced value for our shareholders. So, and by the way, we don't know a lot about GTA 6. All we know is it's going to be set in Vice City again. Vice City is Miami, for better or worse. And GTA 5 was 2013. That's when the PS5 hit the market, or the PS4 hit the market. GTA 4 was 2008. So this is a long wait. It's going to be 13 years, if it does come out next year, between 5 and 6. So let me just throw this in as I'm stumbling over my words. Rushing video games and Russian video games, it stinks when you rush them. And there have been some horrifying games that have been rushed because the developers are like, hey man, where's the game? Where's the game? And we know that about Cyberpunk 2077, which got rushed to market, and it was one of the most anticipated games of the year. And CD Projekt Red, the prior title they put out was The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. And the biggest culprit when they put out Cyberpunk was the stability of the game. It was capable on PCs, but if you played one on Xbox One or PS4, it became unplayable. And I remember seeing the CEO of that company at the GDC this year, and he's like, "Hey, we learned our lesson." You know, it was a Polish company run by Germans from what I could see. And that was pretty famous. But you might remember Grand Theft Auto, the trilogy, the definitive edition. You remember that one in 2021? People thought that was a great idea, and it was so bad they took it plain off the market. Now, I remember people complaining about No Man's Sky. It was so hyped. And it's funny, that's GDC. I saw the head of Hello Games come out, and it's like the procedurally generated, every planet would be unique, unexplored, and waiting for our discovery. And it was one of the worst game launches ever. But you know what? I really liked it. Now, sometimes a game launches and it's fine, technically, but people hate it, like Fallout 76. We all wanted that. And then it turns out it was multiplayer and people could kill you if they felt like it. And Todd Howard from Bethesda was like, "That's what people want." It's like, no. I gave away a game on the show years ago. It was a Civil War game. And it looked really cool. And you could actually, if you put your head down, go underneath and go out of the map and look back at the map. It was buggy as all hell. I think my favorite, though, was a game called The Day Before. Remember that? That was just a couple of years ago. Maybe about a year and a half. The Day Before. This was from Fantastic, without the A, so Fantastic. And it was published by Mytona. And it came out in early access for 4 days. And then it shut down and never launched. Because during those 4 days of early access, everyone says, this is a scam. It's been plagiarized. And the studio was accused of mismanagement and leadership issues. It never even came out. There was that game Conquered. Remember that? Or Concord, depending on where you're from. Last summer, Sony shut that down right after it launched. They refund all the people of their money. The developer, Firewalk Studios, went bankrupt. By the way, there's that show Secret Level on Prime Video. Apparently that Concord story is going to come out on one of those episodes. I haven't seen it yet, but I was reading that they're going to talk about that as well. Anthem, BioWare, EA, right? One of the premier games, right? The people that brought us Mass Effect and Knights of the Old Republic. It was 2017, this massive new RPG. And it was just shallow, buggy, technical issues. There was no end game content. I think maybe my favorite review of SimCity was just Sim, S-H-I. Yeah, it rhymes. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. We have Star Wars Grand Collection. PS5, PS4, Switch. Best Serve Cold, PC. Drop Duchy, PC. Gods vs. Horrors, PC. Knights of the Crusades, PC. Blight Knight, PC. Captain Blood 2025 on everything, and I mean everything, even Mac. High on Life, Switch. It's a space game. Hordes of Hunger. This is battling orcs and such things on the PC. King Arthur Legion 9. It's got cool box art. PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Deck of Haunts, card game, PC. Deckline, another card game, PC. We have Survival Machine on the PC. We also have Imperial, but with a Y, PS5, PC, Xbox Series X and S, Pixelshire, or Pixelshire, if you want, on the PC, Revenge of the Savage Planet, Xbox Series X and S, 4-5 PC, Sonic Rumble. This is on your phones and also on the PC. That's Android and iPhone. The Midnight Walk, PC and PS5. Tower Domination. Well, at least it tells you what it is. That's on the PC. Yes, Your Grace, Snowfall. That's what it's called. Yes, Your Grace, Snowfall on the PC. Spreadsheet on the PC. And Among Us 3D on the PC. We'll take a break, take a quick break, and we will come on back with the cheat code on the video game review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
We'll be right back.
All right, it is time for the cheat code on the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll get you back to all the sports talk here on all these great networks, Sports Byline, SB Nation. How about the Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM 211? Send your requests to rick at sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Patty. Patty says, how do I get the extra lives in Battletoads? See, this is exactly why I like giving these out for older games. Battletoads is an NES game. And it was also one of the best, and it was also one of the toughest games. So it does help to have extra lives in that game. So before the start of the game, hold down A and B and then press start. And you'll start the game with 5 lives instead of 3. Once again, before the game starts, hold down A and B, then press start. Now, that cheat also works at the game over continue screen, so you can start fresh again. Once again, Battletoads for the NES. Please send all your cheat code requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. And I also will answer emails during the week. We only have 1 hour a week. So feel free to email me at any point with video game questions, comments, and concerns, and we get you back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk. Now, we'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.